Fantastic win, wasn't it? Probably looked a little bit dead and buried after 25 overs, but it's testament to the belief in the side at the moment and the run we're on that we believe we could win the game, and I think that showed. And as soon as we got that wicket, we swarmed all over them and they panicked a little bit, and yeah, as you say, a great win.
Sign that this side is starting to mature in the way they held it together, and would have been easy to get heads down at 122 with that loss.
Exactly so. Shantz has just said in the dressing room, actually, you know, in days gone by, we might have folded there and got absolutely hammered. But, you know, we've got a very talented group, as I keep saying. But to show that character to go with it, stands us in very good stead. And especially going into what are the knockout stages of the competition now, that stands us in good stead. And, you know, we're confident going into that.
Were you pleased with the total you got with the bat?
Yeah, we were. Thought Dolly's innings was fantastic and ably supported by some of the other guys. But, yeah, we thought 270 was around about par. At 25 overs, it was looking a little bit under par, I must admit. But the way we clawed it back there probably showed it was.
Was the pitch a little bit too pacey? You having to force it to actually get on with things?
Yeah, a little bit. But as I say, it's another pitch at New Road that's produced a fantastic game of one day cricket for everyone coming down to watch, and that's the main thing. Yeah, great win.
You had a little huddle just before the first wicket. There was a drinks break. You got the lads together. Anything said in there that actually led to that breakthrough?
No, I'd love to claim there was a Mourinho moment, but there really wasn't. I just felt we might just break momentum a little bit. And in cricket, it's the old club cricket's chat, isn't it? You have a drinks break and that always brings a wicket, and it did again. So, yeah, just tried a little bit of something different just to break up the momentum of the game, and it worked.
And your spinners put the brakes on things. They only went for four and over between them in the 10 overs each.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Dolly's probably been our best bowler throughout the tournament, and he was great again today. And obviously Moen's an international class spinner, and he showed that today. As did Mitch on those pitches. He's absolutely horrible to face, and he proved it again today.
And you mentioned earlier on, Dolly, that good innings with the bat and really held things together when wickets were falling.
Yeah, really happy for him as well. And he's been a little bit, I think he's felt like he's been a little bit short of runs in that middle order. So for him to play that innings today was really good for him, and gives him confidence going into the later rounds, as you say. But, you know, what's so good about this team at the moment is that in pressure situations, different people are standing up. It's not just the same people. And from 1 to 11, we've got match winners, and that's a great position to be in.
And you've guaranteed progress of some kind going forward in the competition.
Yeah, and home progress as well, which is obviously vital for the club. But, you know, we go to Derby on Tuesday, live on Sky, and we want to show the country what we're capable of doing. We've played brilliant cricket so far in this competition, and we want to do that again on Tuesday and go straight through to that semi-final, because that's obviously going to make qualification for Lords a hell of a lot easier.
And finally, Joe Clark didn't field. Is there a problem there?
Yeah, he's got a tight hamstring. We'll see how he is in the morning and make our decision from there for Tuesday.
And Nathan Lyon arrives tomorrow, so when are we looking at him to start coming into the side?
Yeah, he'll be there or thereabouts for Tuesday. And, you know, we're really excited to have him. He's another international pedigree spinner for us. He's got brilliant, he comes with a brilliant rap from all the Australian boys and John in particular, so we're very excited to have him. And it's probably the right thing to say as well, good luck to Moen and John in the Champions Trophy.
And just finally, captaincy, how did it take you a long time to wind down now after a game like that where it's gone one way then the other and you've had to pull it back, you've qualified for the next round, how does it feel?
Well, it's a hell of a lot easier when you win, that is for sure. It's a challenge I'm really enjoying at the moment. Obviously, it helps when we're playing cricket like we are. At the moment, it helps. But yeah, really enjoying it.